The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
We should talk about Alex Bregman, since that's what the show started with. Your latest savior for your Astros.
Temper expectations. I don't know what he's the next. When Correa came up, I've heard people that I respect say that he projects as a Nomar Garcia Parra type player. I'll never forget the George Springer, Joe DiMaggio.
The reality is, hey, it's nice that they have another prospect up. I know a lot of people are excited about him, but realistically, you never know what these guys are going to be, especially early on. It's good to see him up. He's done everything you can ask him to do at AAA. That doesn't mean it's going to translate to the bigs.
Texans placed 5 guys on the physically unable to perform list,
including
J.J. Watt and Dwayne Brown.
I find it hard to believe the guy will miss a game. The crap he played with last year and the stuff he plays through, I have a sneaking suspicion he'll be out.
When it comes to a back injury, if you're the Texans, you're making him clear extra hurdles before you put him on the field.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a 0, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what we did. All available at podcastarena.com. Full show podcasts, including the 3 minutes that disappeared after we did the Alden Smith thing.
Right.
That will be on Podcast Arena, will it not?
Yes, that would.
That's not a long story?
No, okay. Not a long story.
Hey, you know, you were talking about the vice presidential choices.
Yeah.
Do you have a preference on the two?
No, I think they're both meh. Neither one of them does anything for me.
I might sway you on one or the other.
Yeah.
The Indiana governor, Pence.
Yeah. No relation to Hunter Pence.
No relation, I don't think, to Hunter Pence. But he is, apparently there's been a lot of momentum to reinstitute online poker play.
Yeah.
Well, if Governor Pence has his way, that will not happen. He is staunchly against it. He's asked to support a bill that would shut down state-licensed poker websites and prohibit any new ones. He began the letter by stating that he had long opposed internet gambling. And it's funny because Trump, I would think of if any Republican was going to be okay with internet gambling,
yeah,
it'd be Trump.
You would think.
But, you know, A, because he's a businessman. He knows that there's a lucrative market there. And legal poker and sports betting and fantasy sports, Texas, pay attention, that provides it provides a good opportunity. But apparently that particular man is very against it.
Well, there were guys that Trump could have chosen that I would have wound up voting for him because I liked his choice. This wasn't one of them. And same thing I could say about Hillary. And I don't know if I'm going to vote for Gary Johnson yet or not. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I don't think we have any good choices here, and it's frustrating. And I think there have been years where we had 2 good choices.
Yeah.
But this isn't one of them. And I think at some point, you know what I'd like to see? Somebody much more ambitious than me would need to do this. But I'd like to see a party started that, the Independence Party, if you will, where basically you have some core beliefs, which I think everybody should have some base stuff. You know, whether, and I think a lot of people that seem to be libertarian or frustrated with stuff are, you know, fiscally conservative, socially liberal. So start with that. But then also agree that, you know what, we're going to do what the will of the people is. So if 90% of the people tell us they want online gambling, well, guess what we're going to do? We're going to push for that. And whether we're for it or against it, what do the people want? And do it all online. Don't take money from anybody. I mean, you don't need to go
why
out.
Why is gambling any different than any other choice that people make to do with their money?
It's like, not.
Why should gambling be outlawed when I could spend my money on booze if I want?
Well, to me, it frankly, that's just the beginning. I mean, weed should be illegal. And frankly, I think there's you can make a case for prostitution that it's the same thing, especially if you tax it. And you know, that one a lot of people don't agree with, but that's fine. But the point is, if 80% of the people disagree with me on that, hey, cool. You know, and I think we should have a party. We do everything online with Facebook Live and that kind of stuff where you don't take money from people, because that's the problem with both these parties is it's just a matter of which rich people you want running your country.
Yeah.
But do it all on social media where we don't need to go travel places to debate people. We can do it right there online. And, you know, it would take somebody really ambitious and a lot younger than me to do that. So, anyway.
Well, I'm a lot younger than you, but I'm not ambitious.
Jog, maybe you. Maybe you could do it.
I wasn't born here.
Oh. Fine.
Well, I guess I could start a party, but I can't run for anything.
Okay, yeah. Fine. I'll do it.
I'm just saying. I think I think that the people that should have a voice that don't, that's because, I mean, this country's been great to me. I'd like to see people get the same opportunities that I got because, you know, whether or not they do anything with them is up to them.
Right.
But I'd like to see people get those opportunities, and I'd like to see us, you know, I'd like to see a voice for people, and I don't have one right now. And in the end, it doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat. They don't give a rat's ass about any of us. None of them do. Roy asked, if I really vote for Gary Johnson, will I be throwing my vote away? I don't know yet, man.
Dude, anybody who tells you you're throwing your vote away is telling you that you don't matter, and that's garbage.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I'm not saying that you'll win, but speaking your like voting for what you believe in is never throwing your vote away.
No, it's making your statement.
And I'll tell you what, if you ask a Republican what they think about voting for Gary Johnson, they'll tell you it's a vote for Hillary, and if you ask a Democrat, they'll tell you it's a vote for Trump.
Yep.
And to me, it's a vote against both of them is what it is, and that's what I'm about.
And I like what I've heard from him so far, but I'm not ready to commit to that yet. I'm not because I will vote.
I'm ready to give my endorsement today, Fred.
No, I'm not yet. I need to see what happens once we actually get into the real, because we've had so much crap here for months. I want to see what their real message is when they're going up against each other.
Well, I will say the latest CNN poll has him at 13%. 15% would get him into the poll, get him into the debates, and then I think it's interesting.
Squeeze in a quick phone call, Adam. What's up, Adam?
I was the party you was talking about. I was wishing the same one would exist myself, and I got to looking, and they don't really have anything like that. I was thinking about running, but you got to be 35. You know, I think maybe I start off as a senator, or something. But I don't know. I looked into it, and it's to even get on the ballot as an independent person, non-Democrat or non-Republican, you have to pay, I believe it was $1,500 in Texas. And then, or you can get a certain amount of votes, like for a petition, and then they'll allow it then.
Yeah, they don't want anybody else running against those parties. So
well,
that's why.
Let me just kind of clarify. If we were going to start that kind of party, you'd have to start at the state level first.
Yeah.
And grow it from there. And that's, or even at the local level, frankly. Yeah. But you couldn't just say, "Oh, we're going to get a whole bunch of people and run for president." You'd have to build it up.
Maybe I'll run for city council, Fred. What do you think? Is that a good start?
Well, you know what? People aren't going to want to hear this. There's not a whole hell of a lot wrong with our city government. They do a pretty damn good job here, and they have for years. So I don't have too much complaints about the city government. But I do think at the state level we need to make some differences, and that's to me that's where it should start. We should start this party and run for a bunch of state offices and see if you can't get a few people in. So,
speaking of city government, our mayor, your buddy,
who won't come on the show.
So I was driving around this morning and I was tuning into music stations and whatnot, and came across KRBE and they're doing their 10-year Rule and Ryan celebration, and guess who joined the show for about 30 seconds?
The mayor.
Yeah.
All right, this is
I'll email them again.
Because this is kind of insulting. Because I want this noted for the record. How many votes did he win by?
I have no idea.
It was something like 2,000, okay? You know who tweeted out on the day of the runoff, make sure you get out and vote today, to more than 10,000 people, and put it on Facebook, and mentioned it the day before on the radio to a bunch of people? I did. You can make a case that we impacted the election, that we helped him get elected. And yet he goes on 610, he goes on Rula and Ryan. Does he think I'm related to Wayne Delchafino? Is that what it is? Because I'm not. I just want to talk to him about what a great job they did at the Final Four. I want to know if some of the construction is going to be ready for the Super Bowl, what downtown's going to be like. That's it. Those are the questions I'm going to ask, Mayor. And what, four times now you've turned us down? I'm just curious.
Something like that. We came close, though.
We came close once.
Listen, when he runs for re-election, guess what's going to happen?
I'm going to go the other way because actually it was very close for me between those two candidates. I thought they both had a lot of good stuff. And the difference was that Mayor Turner wasn't trying to take away the pension plan from the, first responders and stuff.
Yeah.
That was the only thing that got me to vote for him. But I did. And I'm not asking for much. So we're not ruling Ryan. All right. Fine.
Well, listen. Let me tell you why we're not ruling Ryan, because we tell the truth, Fred. We don't pretend to be something we're not.
Well, that's true.
But you see our pictures on the side of a van? Never photoshopped. Never photoshopped.
Yeah, people make fun of our pictures all the time.
Are you sure your head's not photoshopped?
Press photos and stuff like that, our headshots, were never photoshopped to look thinner. I promise. We are this fat.
About the one where your head looks elongated?
Well, that was to make fun of us. That was to make us look worse. That's okay.
We never photoshop our pictures to make us look more appealing. We're just ugly dudes. And we're okay with that. We accept it. We're not trying to pull the wool over your eyes, make you think we're some hot chicks.
Yeah.
That'd be weird. I don't know if Photoshop could even turn us into hot chicks.
And I get it if the mayor doesn't want to come on, because we got a lot of people over in Beaumont and places like that that don't want to.
It's not even him telling us no. It's more like they kept telling us yes, and then I would send an email saying, hey, so this is when we're available. And he said, oh, he can't do that date. And then I would send a follow-up email, and then they were like, oh, he can't do that date either.
All right, well, you know what? I will state this for the record. You tell us what time they want me to come in and record it, and I'll come record it even.
All right.
Yeah, I will come in whatever time of day, except for when there's people in here, obviously. Well, you know what? Screw that. I'll do it in Michael Carroll's place.
Yeah, we have three studios you could use.
Whatever time of day they want to do it. And if they still say no, oh, well, what are you going to do? See, Edwin says, who complains about the crying Jordan meme? Oh, I know. Old fart Fred Fowler. Yeah, I'm old. I make no bones about it. I guess that's something that 15-year-olds like. I don't know. Joseph says it's still hilarious. I never thought it was funny to begin with, but that's just me.
Well, apparently the mayor was at Jerome's grandmother's birthday 2 weeks ago.
Hmm.
Well, didn't come to my birthday party.
Good for him. Well, Jerome, next time you see him, you can tell him.
But Jerome knows people, so.
Jerome's connected.
I feel like, I bet the former mayor would come on. I bet if we asked Anise, she'd come on in a heartbeat, wouldn't she?
I don't know. What's she up to these days?
I don't know either. I was about to say something really inappropriate, but no. I bet she'd come on. Hey, is Granato and those guys had Tillman Fertitta on to talk about the UH thing?
No, not recently, but I've reached out a couple weeks ago.
Because I know he's kind of making the rounds. I'd like to get Tillman on, right, too. Other than that, that's all my requests. All right. What are we talking about here?
Allied Outdoor Solutions. I've been telling you about them for a while. Hopefully you've got your backyard looking right with these guys. Let them take care of your custom outdoor kitchen, or put in your water feature, your fire feature. I don't know what you're into. Hopefully not a fire feature these days. Too damn hot for that, but a nice water feature. But the carved stone is what they're really pushing, and it gives you a superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less. So if you've got an ugly patio or a nasty looking pool deck, you want to redo it, and you're thinking, oh, it's just going to cost so much, and it's going to be such a headache to tear everything out. You don't have to with Carvestone. It's trowel and hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great. It's very durable, twice as strong as concrete, and they stand behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you with residential and commercial projects. They can help you hang on to some money, too. 0% financing for up to 18 months, along with several other monthly payment options. It's no wonder so many people have great things to say about Allied Outdoor Solutions, such as the fact they're the best picks reported certified each of the last 4 years. Save yourself that hassle and expense of tearing everything out. Get a Carvestone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. You can go by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, check out what they can do for you there, or you can check out the Carvestone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So now Nintendo's down because it isn't part of Pokemon Go. Thanks for that.
They've got a smaller stake than people thought.
Yeah, well, damn. So much for me retiring.
Yeah. The stock went up and then it crashed, apparently.
Oh, well.
Breaking news, a gunman was... Yeah, a gunman was shot. A guy with a gun was shot when he tried to rob a Pokemon Go player in Las Vegas. So the Pokemon Go, these guys are getting ready now. They learn. You bad guys had about 2 or 3 days where you could get the drop on them. Now they're ready for you.
Oh, man. There's going to be, we should just have a Pokemon Go story of the day pretty much every day, because there's going to be something, right? We've already had three today. Lamont says remove party politics, electoral college, and allow folks to run with a popular vote. This is not hard. I agree. But, yeah, that it doesn't benefit the parties to do that. That's the thing. That's part of the problem we got to fix. And he also says Anissa now has a job at Harvard University. So, boy, she took a step down.
Yeah,
hard times. To Harvard. Wow. Hey, what are your TV habits these days?
Tyrant.
Okay.
And Preacher.
Yeah, I'm three behind on Preacher because I was gone, so I've got to get caught up on that. It's a good show.
It is good. What else am I on? Hell on Wheels. I haven't watched the finale.
That show went on a year too long, I think.
Maybe so.
Yeah, I liked it.
I haven't been that crazy about it.
This year, I just kind of finished it because I'd already committed to it.
Not sure what else I've been on lately.
So you guys are watching that Outlander, right?
Yeah. My wife loves that show.
Yeah, I read a couple of the books while I was up there because I do a lot of reading when I'm just kind of floating around on the lake.
Those books are ridiculously long.
I read the first two. It just didn't appeal to me. I thought there was some really good stories in there, but...
Right. The whole concept is ridiculous, though, right?
Well, the whole concept's ridiculous, and then I don't know how it is in the show, but in the book, once she hooks up with the Scottish guy...
Yeah.
Every three pages is them having sex and her describing it in great detail.
Oh, that's what it is on Cinemax, or on Stars, too. There's a lot of nudity.
I'm okay with that on a TV show, but after a while...
Unfortunately, there's also a lot of man-man rape.
Yeah, that's also in the book.
That's shown on the show.
It's different. Yeah, at least... I wonder why it is that so many of these novelists now feel like they have to...
Chick wrote it, right?
Yeah. They have to write soft porn like every five pages.
They like that.
Well, I know that that's kind of... It's kind of a trend, and that whole... You know, 50 Shades of Grey and everybody else. I get it. You guys are having sex three times a day in three different positions. Fine. You can just kind of mention the other two and get into great detail for one. The people really enjoy that. Do women enjoy that? Reading in great detail? I'm just curious. Because that was the only thing that sort of, and I finally figured out, it's just like, you tell people, hey, you don't like what you hear, change the channel. As soon as the sex scene started, I would just skip until it was over and move on to whatever happened next. But I thought there were some good ideas in there. I thought it was pretty decently written. It's just that was distracting.
Also, a couple people have been telling me about The Night Of.
I'm
about to binge and catch up on
that. I'm watching it. It's, I don't want to say it's, I'll let you judge it. It's worth watching.
Okay.
I'm just not that crazy about it. And then Mr. Robot, I'm one behind on, I think. I watched the first one. I was very disappointed in the opener up until the last 5 minutes, and then it got interesting again. But
I think I'm going to catch up on that show.
The first year was terrific.
You think I'll like it, though?
Yes. All right, let me ask you. You like Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
Yeah.
You like Fight Club?
Yeah.
You don't watch Orphan Black, but
no.
That's what I've always said about this show. If those three had a threesome, this would be their kid.
Okay.
So I just pretend it's Fight Club and Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
All right. I'll try my best.
Yeah. And Biso asking, what about Power and Ray Donovan? I have not watched Power. I ejected on Ray Donovan about two episodes into year two. It quit being interesting. And we didn't talk about, I was gone when the Emmys came out. Did you see that the a bunch of Game of Thrones, of course, but Mr. Robot got a bunch of nominations too.
Okay.
So I the only thing, like, there was a Homeland got a bunch, and House of Cards, which I'm told was better this year, but after season three, I was out on House of Cards. But otherwise, I mean, a lot of the shows that we talk about got nominated. So were you not here for that?
I don't think so.
Maybe you're in Vegas.
I think so.
But let me see if I can. Game of Thrones for Better Call Saul.
Oh, that's
Mr.
good.
Robot, House of Cards, Homeland, which I'm out on those two. The Americans, which I know you're in with. I
love that show.
Yeah, there's a lot of the shows that, you know, you're into. We'll talk about that a little bit when we come back. I'll have the actual list. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, you can also text to that number. A bunch of people mentioning that Stranger Things on Netflix, which I have not checked out. And several people keep telling me Animal Kingdom is right up my alley. I have not checked that out yet either. So right now I'm 2 weeks behind on four shows, so I got to get caught up first.
I watched the trailer to the Walking Dead. Have you watched that, Jung?
I have not. I'm almost out.
There's a tiger in it. Like a guy who has a pet tiger.
I see.
I feel like it's getting ridiculous.
Yeah, I didn't even finish the... We didn't even finish the last season. I just read up on it.
Yeah.
I'm almost out on that show.
I think I might be too.
It's... Well, I made it 4.5 before I ejected, I think. Maybe it was season 5.5. I don't remember, but this is a 7 now, right?
Yeah.
Coming out? Yeah. But anyway, just for your information, I think you'll be happy with a lot of these nominees. For Outstanding Drama Series, these are for your Emmys. Game of Thrones.
I like it.
Mr. Robot, you haven't seen.
Not.
House of Cards, which... You know my take on that. Downton Abbey, which gets nominated every year.
Apparently Better Call show. I know. Watch it.
Better Call Saul.
I love that show.
Very glad to see that nominated.
I feel like it got kind of shafted last year.
I think it did. The Americans.
I love
which
that
I know
show.
You love. And Homeland, which, again, another one that I wouldn't know if it's any good anymore because I ejected after season one. Outstanding Comedy Series. I don't really watch any of these. Veep.
Veep is funny.
Transparent.
Never seen it.
Modern Family.
It used to be funny. I haven't seen it in years, but it used to be pretty good. I don't know why I stopped watching it.
Blackish.
Haven't watched it.
Silicon Valley.
It's okay.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
I haven't watched it.
Master of None.
I haven't watched it.
Yeah, the only comedies I watch are Archer and Always Sunny, probably.
I don't watch very much comedy.
I think the only one I've watched on that list is Master of None, and I like it because it kind of relates to the Asian culture. And it's not bad. It's pretty funny. It's a little dry. It's dry humor.
There's a comedy show on now called Life in Pieces. It comes on network. I don't know what network. But it's actually pretty good. It's got Tom Hanks' son in it. Yeah, a couple other people. No one really famous. So it's a pretty good show.
Have you watched any of those Vice Principals yet?
No, I haven't.
I haven't been blown away by it, but I'll give it one more show. Okay, here's your outstanding drama actors. Kevin Spacey, House of Cards. Rami Malek from Mr. Robot. Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul.
Okay.
Liv Schreiber from Ray Donovan. Kyle Chandler from Bloodline. And Matthew Reese from The Americans. So another pretty good showing for you. But no actors from Game of Thrones this year.
No Thrones guys. They all play, I mean, their screen time is so limited on that show.
Yeah.
There's so many characters.
And I don't know which male you would pick out this year. There have been years when Peter Dinklage was clearly the guy.
And he didn't win that year, did he?
He won last year.
Did he win
for
last
season
year?
Season four.
Was it two years ago, the year where he had the trial by combat?
That's he didn't win. It
he
was last year he won, even though he shouldn't have.
Yeah, that year he should have won.
Didn't Aaron Paul win that because it was the last year Breaking Bad?
Yep.
That's who won.
Yeah.
And as good as he was, that should have been a slam dunk.
Outstanding actress, Robin Wright, House of Cards. Viola Davis, How to Get Away with Murder. Tatiana Maslany from Orphan Black. I think she should win every year because she does 12 characters. Claire Danes from Homeland. Robin Wright and Claire Danes, I hate with a passion. Taraji Henson from Empire. And Kerry Russell from The Americans. So, let's see if there's... Here's one for you. Outstanding limited series. People versus O.J. Simpson. Fargo. Ooh. Fargo's got to win that, doesn't it? That was so good. American Crime. Roots. The Night Manager. I like The Night Manager, but it didn't compare to Fargo. It's not even the same category.
That's a lot of good stuff. That O.J. was good, too.
Okay, outstanding TV movie. All the Way. Have you seen that with Bryan Cranston?
Oh, yeah, Lyndon B. Johnson?
Yeah.
It was on my DVR. I haven't watched it yet. I think I can get it on.
That is what that was, right?
Yeah.
I'm not.
I believe so.
Yeah, I knew it was something to do with, Lyndon Johnson. That was really good. I'm going to give that my personal vote here. Confirmation. I didn't see that. Luther, which I'm a big Luther honk, but that one was not very good. And Sherlock, The Abominable Bride. Also, I'm a big Sherlock honk. That wasn't very good. And A Very Murray Christmas, which I thought would be good, and I was just kind of eh. I kind of quit on it about halfway through. So I think All the Way should win that. Other than that, we got supporting actors, but Jonathan Banks got nominated.
All the Thrones, two Thrones guys on
Peter Dinklage and Kit Harington.
I guess they're always under supporting.
Yeah, and supporting actress, Lena Headey, Emilia Clarke, and Maisie Williams. Arya got nominated.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No thanks.
So, I guess there wouldn't be a lead actor in Thrones, huh?
It'd be hard to point at one guy.
Or girl.
Or girl, yeah.
Anyway. So... There you go.
Well, Jon Snow is getting close.
Yeah. 936 says Ash versus Evil Dead. Yeah, I'm watching that too, but that was that's a comedy. That's a fun one. I don't know if they re-upped that, though. I hope they did.
I haven't been watching as much TV lately because since I took that fight, I've been...
Yeah, so when's the fight? I knew you were going to do it, but I hadn't had a chance to talk
to you. Oh, you
weren't
here for that.
No,
yeah,
I wasn't.
Yeah, I took it. It's the middle of September, September 16th.
Okay.
So I've been, I've had less time to sit around and do nothing all day, unfortunately.
So what weight are you planning to fight at?
It's heavyweight.
Okay.
So it's, I don't have to worry about cutting down to a certain weight. Just need to be in good shape.
Murky says Confirmation was great because of Kerry Washington. I guess I'm going to have to watch that. Oh, wait, that was the one. Was that about, wait a minute. I think I did see that. Was that the one about, totally blanking. Clarence Thomas.
I don't know.
Is that what that was? So somebody's going to have to let me know. If that's what it was, I did watch that. That was really good. But, see, I'm old and I drink a lot. I don't remember these things. But yeah, if that's the one it was. Judge Clarence Thomas nomination.
How do you have so much time?
Yeah.
Where are you finding this time?
I don't sleep much.
I guess not.
Well, I don't watch. I basically watch. like once the wife goes to bed, I always will stay up and watch. Because right now there's not any sports worth watching.
No, that's it. Well,
like, I watched the Astros. Like yesterday, I watched the first three innings of the Astros game. I don't need to watch the rest of it.
Yeah,
that thing was over. But otherwise, and I know damn well I better watch these things now because once football starts, I don't get to watch much TV.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a good movie. Okay, now I remember what that was. See? That's a thing I've seen so much this year that it's hard to keep track with stuff like that. It's like, did I watch that?
And I know once football starts, I'm not going to see anything.
Yeah, except football. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in, or if you want to text the show, you can certainly do that. I had, maybe I'll save this for tomorrow because we don't have a lot of time left in this segment, but USA Today did its first NFL power rankings.
Okay.
I would just, maybe we'll save the whole thing for tomorrow, but who do you think's number one in the USA Today power rankings?
I would have said the Patriots, but I think the Tom Brady news.
They're number two.
Is possibly harming to them. AFC or NFC team?
NFC.
The Cardinals.
They have the Cardinals number one.
I love that team too.
And it's too early yet to do our predictions. But I will say this right now. To come out of the NFC, I'm either picking the Cardinals or I'm going to really be bold and pick the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
Those are the two teams I'm kind of locking in on in the NFC this year.
I wonder what the Seahawks are going to look like without Marshawn Lynch.
I still think they're a contender and wouldn't shock me if they come out of there.
Yeah, but I just think it's going to be tough for them to be as good. I think Green Bay I'll never write off. But
no, and I think any one of those teams, and if Tony Romo's healthy, I'll say the Cowboys belong in that conversation. But I think in the AFC, I'm leaning very heavily towards the Steelers, even with Le'Veon Bell maybe being out for four games.
That would be rough.
It would, but although I think they can fade him for four games as long as he's healthy the rest of the year. As long as Roethlisberger's healthy.
I'll still take the Patriots to come out of the AFC. Four games isn't enough to stop what they're doing.
It isn't, but I think the Steelers' defense takes a big jump this year. They were better over the second half of the season, and I think they have the best offense in the AFC.
And I'll go dark horse Raiders.
You know what? I don't mind that. I think your dark horse is probably a longer shot than my NFC dark horse.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
I don't have a good
I think more people would be shocked if the Raiders made it than the Vikings.
Probably. And I guess my AFC long shot, although it's not much of a long shot, would be the Chiefs.
Yeah.
That's because I think the AFC West goes to somebody other than the Broncos this year. But we'll see. Guys, I got to tell you about my good friends at The Melting Pot. And, guys, if you're looking for a place to take your date to really impress her, or, ladies, if you're looking for a place to really impress your guy, take him to The Melting Pot. The fondue experience is great. And right now they've got the Lover's Lane package. Here's what you get: a guaranteed secluded booth, a half dozen roses, rose petals, and a candlelit table, half bottle of champagne, a four-course dinner, and you get to take home a framed photo of the evening, 6 chocolate-covered strawberries, and 2 champagne flutes. How cool is that? So let's say you really want to impress this person. How could you miss out with that? And it's such a great experience there. The people are going to make sure that you have a great time. And with this package, if you're taking them out on a date and you want to impress them, there's no better way to do this because you get that secluded booth. And just the whole fondue experience, you're working together on what you're going to eat, and it's fantastic. So it's the kind of thing where you really can have great conversations. You can talk, and if you're going to walk out of there with half a dozen roses and getting half a bottle of champagne on top of the four-course dinner, get that Lover's Lane package. And all the time people are asking me, man, I really want to impress this girl. Where do I take her? Take her to The Melting Pot, and here's what you do. Give them a call. Make a reservation right now. 713-322-5546. 713-322-5546. And The Melting Pot is on Westheimer, not too far from the Galleria. You want to make a great impression? You want to walk out of there and get lucky for sure? Give them a call. 713-322-5546. That is The Melting Pot. They say your body is full of sin, but they can't see the world that we're in. Your body.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. The first open call for Rock the Mic is Friday at Baker Street Pub in Cypress. Stop in anytime from 4 until 7 at the location on Spring Cypress and 290. And see if you have what it takes to move on to get to the finals. Make sure to stay for The Blitz as we broadcast live starting at 4.
That's us.
That's the most important thing, is you should be there for The Blitz. But it actually says Baker Street Putt in Cypress. Is there a golf course there that I missed?
I don't think so.
Okay, just saying. Baker Street Pub in Cypress. That'll be fun. Jose asks, any love for the Ravens if healthy? I think the Ravens are going to be good again this year. That, to me, that's one of those teams you write off at your own risk. I know last year wasn't very good, but I do think that the only thing that worries me is they did lose.
I sneezed my headphones off, by the way.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive. They did lose an awful lot of really good players. I trust their front office as much as anybody, though. I think they'll be better this year. I think for them to get back to being the Ravens, it may be next year. But that's one of those you write off at your own risk.
Yeah, it seems hard for them to be that bad. And normally, you know, I'm very up on the Ravens, but
I think 8-8, 9-7 would be a step forward from last year, and then I think next year they're right back where they were. But it's not going to surprise me if they're better than that, especially with the healthy Flacco. Anyway, let's
they've got to get Flacco healthy, though.
Yeah, let's do the dumbass report.
All right, let's start with where should we start? Let's start in Kentucky, Fred.
Kentucky?
Yeah, Paducah, Kentucky.
Boy, that's getting into redneck territory. That's there. Not, hillbilly
it's,
territory.
It's
excuse
not far
me.
From. I lived near there before when I was at Fort Campbell. They will seek charges against a man who didn't handle a situation well inside a movie theater. Much like airplane etiquette, movie theater etiquette is also high on my list of important things.
Right.
A man told the officers that he and his son were sitting behind another man, and the son was kicking the back of the man's seat. Which, first of all, if you're with your kid and you see him kicking the back of a seat, how about you head slap your kid and knock that off?
Yeah.
Well, witnesses said the man got up and cursed the kid, asking if he was going to continue kicking his seat. The father interceded and a fight broke out between the two men. As the father got the upper hand in the fight, witnesses said the other man pulled a gun and said, "What the bleep are you going to do now?" When other moviegoers saw the gun, they began running for the exits. Meanwhile, three theater employees and moviegoers escorted the man from the theater. They were with him outside the venue when officers arrived and made their arrest. The other moviegoers were allowed to return to the theater at that point. The man was barred from Cinemark property, and police are planning to present their investigation to the attorney's office on, I guess, today. It occurred during a screening of Star Trek Beyond.
If you're a turd, it's going to come back to you.
Not the best reaction.
No.
I mean, the kid's kind of at fault, but let's...
Well, can you not just first you ask the kid, then you ask the parent, and if they don't stop, I get up and walk off. I just go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Unless it's completely packed, in which case I'm not going to a movie that's completely packed anyway, so...
Bad time to start a fight when you're driving. A car crash critically injured a driver and shut down part of a Phoenix freeway was started by a fight between the man and his passenger. They say 23-year-old Lewis William Winkler got into an argument with the driver when Winkler allegedly deliberately crashed the car into a center barrier. Police say the fight escalated with Winkler beating the driver. The driver was transported to the hospital with extremely critical injuries. Winkler's been booked on 3 counts of aggravated assault. Police haven't said what the relationship between the two men is. The driver's name is being withheld, though. Mm. Not a good time to fight while driving a car.
No.
Did you see the video circling the internets today? Now, this is what viral video should be. A man and a woman apparently got in an argument in their car while they were in a wildlife refuge.
Yeah, oh, I did see this.
The woman gets out of her car... goes over to the driver's side door and starts yelling at him, which you could have yelled just as easily from inside the car.
Right.
But the thing is, when you get out of the car and go around to the driver's side to yell, and you're at a wildlife refuge, sometimes a tiger runs up and snatches you off and runs away with you. I mean, it looked like... That tiger looked like it was carrying a baby.
It was awesome. That was an awesome video.
That's nature, bro.
Did she die?
I'm guessing. The husband got out of the
car. Like, it was Chinese or something, right? Yeah, it was in China.
The husband got out of the car and acted like he was going to chase after the tiger, and then he thought better of it and just got back in the car and said, well, it happens.
Oh, well, I guess I win this fight.
She going to learn today. And the man with maybe the world's greatest alias has been busted.
Uh-oh.
Jeffrey Poole was arrested early yesterday morning when Florida cops went to his home to investigate a domestic disturbance call. When Officer Hartman arrived at his door, he exited the residence and, according to a criminal complaint, said, "I will beat every cop's ass." He then raised his fist and began to extend it toward my face in an attempt to strike me. That's what the officer said. Poole was arrested for assault on a law enforcement officer. And resisting an officer with violence. While compiling the paperwork, they made sure to include the suspect's alias on the complaint. And it was Richard Face Johnson.
Ah! I like that.
That's what it actually, like, on his actual arrest report, it says Jeffrey Forrest Poole, alias Bleep Face Johnson.
Do you ever go up to him and say, "Why the long face?"
Maybe so.
I'm just curious.
He's white, so it's probably not that.
No,
long.
No. So why the short? Okay.
Yeah.
What? It was short-lived.
Yeah. There you go. That's your dumbass report.
All right. Well, that's gonna wrap it up.
Well, this tiger video is gnarly,
isn't it,
dude?
Yeah.
It's no joke. Man.
Drags her out of the screen.
Yeah.
And then, I think the husband gets out and runs after her, and then there's a passenger in the back seat who tries to get out, and I think the husband tells him to get back into the car and goes after the tiger.
What are you going to do? Go after the tiger? That's the dumbest thing ever.
No, for one thing, if my wife's mad enough at me that she's getting outside the car to come yell at me, the tiger comes and gets her. Bye, darling.
Yeah, hard times.
Collecting life insurance.
You chose.
That's a you problem. You got out of the car. What are you doing that mad at me anyway?
Yeah.
Jeez. All right. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. I was functional today. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Good to have you back, friend.
It is good to be back, my friend. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.